You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish politicians voted 325 to 184 at an emergency session in favour of a one-year mandate allowing the government to dispatch troops amid concerns that Turkish forces could aggravate the conflict in Libya and destabilise the region. The Tripoli-based government of Libyan Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has faced an offensive by the rival regime in the east and Commander General Khalifa Haftar. The fighting has threatened to plunge Libya into violent chaos, rivaling the 2011 conflict that ousted and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan requested the Turkish deployment after he and Mr. Sarraj signed a military deal that allows Ankara to dispatch military experts and personnel to Libya. Mustafa Sentop, Speaker of the Grand National Assembly of Turkey, announced the outcome of the vote in Turkey's parliament.
I announced the results of the vote of the 3/1044 presidential bill. The total number of votes are 509, 325 in favour and 184 against.
Mr. Erdogan says the UN-supported government in Libya asked Ankara to send troops to help authorities in Tripoli to defend the city from an offensive by rebel forces, with Turkey deciding on the scope, amount and timing of any mission by Turkish troops. But Libya's rebel forces based in the country's east say they have called on citizens to take up arms against Turkish troops if they deploy to fight against them in the ongoing civil war. A spokesman for the self-styled Libyan National Army, Brigadier General Ahmed al-Mezmari, accused the Turkish government of sending extremist terrorists into the country and doing so with an expansionist agenda.
Now Erdogan wants to hit two birds with one stone, transporting these terrorists to Libya instead of staying in Turkey. And if they succeed in Libya, they will control all the goods of Libya and all the sources of oil and gas, and thus find a starting point towards neighbouring countries.
That Parliament vote, along with a separate agreement on maritime boundaries between Turkey and Libya, has drawn criticism across the region and beyond. Ankara says the deployment is vital for Turkey to safeguard its interests in Libya and in the eastern Mediterranean, where it finds itself increasingly isolated, as Greece, Cyprus, Egypt and Israel sign a deal to establish exclusive economic zones, paving the way for oil and gas exploration. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says their deal marks an historic day for partnership and alliance in the eastern Mediterranean.
This is the seventh trilateral meeting, but it is historic because what we're doing now is upgrading our partnership to higher levels to supply energy to Europe and to intensify our own common interests.
Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.